Jacksonville with 75 at Talk Radio WBOB.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm speaking plainly with Bill Hay.
I feel good!
Are you going to say anything?
No, I was just waiting for you. Get yourself all squared away. Get the microphone stable. Get ready, folks. Grab your blankie. Turn the radio up like the Walton. Sit down and get ready because it's on.
It's on.
It's on. 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Angela Walker is going to find out what it's like to be on Talk Radio with Bill Hay.
I am so ready. Let's do it.
All right,
I've been excited since my radio show this morning when you sent me the text and said, get ready to rumble.
Bring your A game.
Bring your A game. A game is here. A for Angela.
Okay.
A game is here.
All right. Well, first off, thanks to your lovely husband, Howard, for letting you come in here and
He's
spend some
wonderful.
Time with me in the studio
yes.
because took you away from him on a Saturday night. Love having you in here. You've been in here a few times recently.
Yes.
Last time with No Voice.
No Voice.
That
I'm
was
sure
the time
you loved that
I
one.
I did. That was the time that I enjoyed the most.
Of course. No doubt.
And so you don't get a chance to be real political in your day job. You have to be completely neutral.
Completely neutral.
So
no religion, no politics, nothing that divides people. No Seminoles and Gators. I mean, seriously, nothing that divides people.
Maybe we shouldn't have used your real name. We should have found like a secret name for you.
I'm secret.
We could have been like Angela Barr or something.
There you go.
Instead of Roseanne Barr, Angela Barr. And you could have been biased and carried on. Let me ask you, and we'll
yes.
stay off the real estate so that the listeners won't know, but you are one of the co-hosts of Real Estate Radio.
I
and
am.
In that role,
yes.
you are the best radio personality with respect to real estate in the city. Been doing it for years.
Thank you. Yes, we've been on the air 8 years, and we have just created a following. And we've created a format for our show that people say they enjoy. And we've gotten feedback from people about how to do it. And then, you know, when new people come into trying to do their hand at the radio shows, because there's been other people who do it,
they
often imitate what we're doing. And I say, yay, we're doing it right. We're doing it so well.
And doing it at 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning,
copying,
one of the most difficult times to earn air credit.
Yes.
Is Saturday morning at 9 o'clock because everybody's got, you know, they got soccer games here or football
sure,
games there
sure.
or they're taking and going boating or fishing or whatever. And you have an incredible following.
We do. We do. And, you know, they always, when they call in, I always get tickled because they'll say longtime listener, first time caller. And that's so nice to hear. So I love that.
So there are a lot of people that you have to kind of encourage to pick up the phone and dial.
Yeah, you know, people still, not everyone is like us, Bill, and they want to get on the air and talk.
Right.
So, I mean, like this morning, my phone was blowing up with people like guessing the contest. Is it this? Is it that? You know.
But they
so
weren't
many
calling
people,
the studio.
No, but they were texting me.
Right.
So then I would say, Howard, was it the roof? You know, or whatever. And so it's fun. It's
All
a
right.
lot of fun.
So tonight for the last hour, the phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255.
Call Bill and ask him questions that will stump him. That would be humorous to me.
That's impossible.
It'll be humorous to me. Okay. I want to see if anybody can stump you with something.
Not going to happen.
Maybe.
Not going to happen.
It could happen.
Okay.
Anything's possible,
Bill.
How many
angels can dance on the head of a pin?
How many?
I don't know.
See,
that would stump me.
It stumped you.
Yeah. Well, first you've got to believe in angels.
I believe in angels.
All right.
Do you believe in angels?
No, probably not.
Probably not. Okay.
Anyway.
Then your answer is zero.
Yeah.
That was easy.
My answer would have actually been, what kind of dancing are they doing? Because
what
kind
of pin was it?
Exactly.
What I was thinking.
Exactly.
Okay.
All right. So we're talking politics.
Yes.
As a realtor, you really can't do politics.
Not so much.
But are you happy with the way the city is going right now?
I think that there's still too much crime in our city. I don't care for that. It makes it hard for me to sell real estate. People come to our town from, 40% of our business is people moving in and out of the city. And so when people come here, like right now, I have a customer who has been here this week from Ohio. And he said to me, are you taking me to the north side? And I said, well, I don't know. Do you want to go to the north side? And he said, no, I don't. I watched your news last night.
Right.
And he said, I don't want to be near there. Can you? And I have to respect that. Right.
Right.
So, I'd like to have a city because I kind of fashioned myself to be an ambassador of our city. I love this city. I'm born and raised here. And
to Arlington Elementary School.
Yes. Let's see. Right.
2 years ahead of me.
No, I'm not older than
2 years ahead of me.
I'm not older than you. I'm 1 year behind you.
Yeah.
But yes, born and raised here. I love, love, love this city. And it's so easy to sell it when you love something. And, it hurts my heart a little when somebody says, I don't want to be in that part of town. I saw your news. So, yes, I'd like to see the crime change, clean up the streets.
How hard is it? It's very easy to sell World Golf Village and Jacksonville Golf and Country Club.
Oh, sure.
And those outlying areas, the Mandarin areas.
Nocatee.
As a person who has grown up here, as have I.
Yes.
We remember the day when people would say, why in God's name would anybody want to live in Mandarin unless they wanted to have horses?
Right.
That was living in the sticks.
That's when we moved out there, though, actually.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
So now that's the place to go. Mandarin, World Golf Village, Jacksonville Golf and Country Club, Nocatee, Fleming Island, all of those places.
Right.
Far enough away from the city to where you don't get all the garbage, but close enough to where you can drive in and easy shopping.
I think so. Yeah, you're talking 30 minutes to downtown, plenty of shopping, dining, churches, workout facilities, anything you want.
And if you're coming from up north, like Ohio or New York or Boston or any
right.
of those places, 30 minutes to downtown
it's
is
nothing.
Not much. Yeah,
right.
It's nothing.
Yeah, they're used to much more congested traffic than ours.
I flew over. I flew in yesterday in the helicopter, so I was down reasonably low. And I flew over an area, and I had to look. Now, I've lived here all my life, and I had to look and think about what was that I just flew over. And it was the new shopping center at what I think is Bartram Trail.
Oh, at Durbin. Okay.
Oh, Durbin?
They call it Durbin Park.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right along 95.
Yes.
And where 295, the new
right.
295 is. Okay, so there's
the
a
9B.
Lot of building there.
Oh, my goodness. It's currently getting its anchor stores in. And it's Walmart, Home Depot. So you know how much asphalt you're seeing for parking lots, right? Burlington Coat Factory. And the funny thing to me, I certainly met the developer who put this out there. And I have to say, I'm just not a fan. I mean, in that price point, in that part of the city, there's so much money. And they put a Walmart instead of a Target, right? So I know that I heard a lot of homeowners saying, and, I hate to say this, but ladies saying, why didn't they put Target out here instead of Walmart? I don't want
and
Walmart.
And the bad thing about Walmart is Walmart attracts Walmartians and the Walmartians.
And they're 24 hours open.
Right.
And yes.
And I'm a Walmartian too. Before anybody gives me any hate mail, Wally World is one of my favorite stores.
Oh, I shop there myself, and
right.
now it's super convenient, and it's a nice store they put out there. But I just think it's kind of interesting. The developer has relationships with Walmart and Home Depot, and that's why they're there.
Ah, follow
it
the money,
it had nothing
folks.
To do with what the people wanted.
Well, welcome to politics.
That's it.
Follow the money. Hey, Angela Walker on with me here on I'm Speaking Plainly. What a wonderful start. I didn't feel intimidated. I didn't feel out.
Oh, I'm not doing my job then, am I?
Phone lines are open. 222-TALK. 222-8255. If you'd like to reach me on Facebook, you can. Facebook.com/ I'm Speaking Plainly. Or Bill@600WBOB.com. Bill@600WBOB.com. We're going to step away for just a couple minutes. And we'll be back. More of the Angela Walker Takedown on I'm Speaking Plainly. Join us, won't you?
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps, equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
Hey, hey, hey.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Let's get ready to rumble!
Yeah, baby.
All right.
Yeah, baby.
Tom.
Rumble. Woo!
Thank you, Tom. Thanks for finding that clip.
Thank
I appreciate
you, Tom.
It. It means more to me because I will ultimately come out as the winner in this
you
battle.
You will not be the victor tonight.
Angela Walker joining me in the house. Boy, she's thrown out some pretty crazy stuff in the off mic time, wanting to interview me.
Why not? Why don't you let me interview you? I mean, after all, I am a talk show host. Host. I'll go with host, the politically correct term.
All right. Well, let's.
So, Bill, let me ask you.
You just can't help yourself, can you?
Wait, do you have something else you want to do? If you don't, I'm going to do it.
Howard's getting a bigger and bigger Christmas gift every minute now. God, he's such a saint.
Don't you love that, though? He is such an awesome guy.
He's a great guy.
He really is. So we got to give him kudos because I do love him.
I enjoy it.
I'm really curious to know what your political thoughts are. I mean, you know, what are you thinking about? For instance, let's talk about the landing.
I think it's stupid to tear it down. I think it's absolutely asinine to tear it down.
I think
it's a modernistic looking building for our area.
Mm-hmm.
people said, oh, well, there's rats in the food court. Well, you know what? There's rats in the food court because the people they had opening businesses and running businesses in the food court were people that were used to, in their native lands, eating rats. You know, you had
that is not why they have rats. There's river rats.
I understand that.
Even at million-dollar homes on the river, there's rats. So let's just get right down to it. It's river rats.
But what I'm saying is that you didn't have 4-star restaurants down at the landing.
Well, they did have them a couple of times, and they actually didn't make it.
Well, they didn't make it because here's what I said before on a show a week or so ago. The Calford Chop House,
right?
That's going to burn out within 3 years.
Maybe.
I envision that within 3-4 years. I'm not exactly sure what I said on the show. I know I said less than 5, because you reach market saturation. It's the same thing that we had with Maggiano's and Cheesecake Factory at the the Town Center.
They're still open.
They're still open, but you know when they first opened, there was a 2.5-hour wait to get into the Cheesecake
Factory.
There's
still a wait.
But it's not anything like it was, and they have a captive audience because they have all that shopping district around there.
Yes.
You don't have shopping district down where the Calford Chop House is.
Correct. Go for the drinks. What you want to do there is go on the rooftop and drink and look at the stars.
Right, exactly, where a Jack and Coke will cost you $9.
At least.
Right. So, you know, we don't have a plethora of ignorant people in Jacksonville who don't realize that you can go a mile away to Black Sheep and get a Jack and Coke for 3.25 instead of paying 9, and you can still sit on the roof and drink it. I happen to like Black Sheep. They have a wonderful fireplace on the roof. They have great food. Now, I've been there one time to eat, and it was because the person that I was eating with was a Hollywood starlet, and she was used to being treated that way. It wasn't like I could take her to Texas Roadhouse, which happens to be one of the best places I've ever found to go for steak. You can actually go in there without having to take out a mortgage loan to get dinner.
To get dinner. So that's where you throw the shells on the floor?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
Now this is not, I'm not doing this for the purpose of radio entertainment. My buddy took himself and his in-laws. Mm-hmm. And it was himself, his wife, and his in-laws.
Okay.
So a total of 4.
Right.
The bill at the end of the night was $487.
Where was that?
Calford Chop House.
Really?
Yeah.
It was that much?
They drank.
That sounds more like Capital Grill.
No, they drank, they had wine, and they had dinner ahead of time, dessert, and drinks afterwards on the
roof. I mean, let's face it, for a lot of people, that's car payment.
Right.
You want to eat or pay your car payment?
Exactly.
You know?
Or 2 months worth of electric bill for one night worth of dinner. Now he said it was a great time. It was great ambiance. Loved every bit of it. But they stayed there, drank there, ate there, drank on the roof there. And then when they left, there was nowhere to go. So they said their goodbyes, and the couple went back to the hotel, and he went back to his home with his wife. It was a one and done. I asked him, I said, do you envision yourself going back there? And he said, maybe in a couple of years. So if enough of those people develop that mentality.
Or for a special occasion, maybe?
I don't know. I didn't ask him that. But I'm just saying, if enough of those people develop that mentality of maybe in a couple of years, the idea that Bill Hay says it's going to last about 4 years, and one of two things is going to happen. They'll lower their prices, or they'll sell off to somebody else. I mean, look at the Chart House. The Chart House was one of the best draws in town. And now you can go in there, and sometimes there's only 10 couples.
I'm surprised it's still open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you saw, what was the other place that was over there? I said Fuddruckers the other day, and it's not. It was the place that had all the old stuff around it over on the South Bank. Crawdaddy's.
Oh, you know? My gosh.
Crawdaddy's
yes.
didn't last either.
Right.
So there's constant change, mm-hmm. but we throw millions and millions of dollars at downtown, and we don't seem to ever get a return on our investment. So you asked me what I think about tearing down the landing. I think it's stupid. I think the $1.8 million that they're going to spend to tear it down, and that just gets it down to nothing, and then there's $1.5 million that they've got to pay to resolve the leases
right.
for restaurants. I mean, imagine somebody owning a restaurant there has a realistically large clientele. There's the Irish bar down there. I can't think of it. Anyway, there's a nice restaurant. There's Hooters, Hooters doesn't care. They're a franchise. They'll just move it somewhere else, right, or they'll absorb that. But they're Finn McCool's. All right, so Finn McCool's, they've got a reasonably good following down there. Now you're going to come in as the city and tell you, hey, we're breaching your contract. We're not going to renew your lease. You're going to have to move and leave because we're going to tear your building down. Now Finn McCool's got to go find another location, which they're probably happy to go find. But they've got to go find another location. They're going to be down for a little while, and then they've got to rebuild. So when the thought is, you know, you got a restaurant like theirs, you got to go find a building that's either pre-built or you've got to construct a new building, let's say in Riverside or over on the South Bank in the San Marco area, and you're going to have to build that building or buy pre-built. And if they want to build a custom construction, that doesn't happen overnight. So they're going to be shut down for a period of time and not have a presence. So they're going to lose all of that following. It's more than just getting a lump sum check to just say, hey, you're moving out, see ya. So the idea of putting, that would be what, $3.3 million, they could put that $3.3 million in to, instead of destroying the place, rebuild it, revitalize it, bring in some 4-star restaurants, change some of the balconies, and instead of selling hot dogs and hamburgers, sell some really nice steak and potatoes and salads and put them out there and let them overlook the river. You know?
Well, I think when I think of, you know, so real estate. So what you have to think about, what's its highest and best use? I mean, what's the best way to make money in that location?
Continuing, right? Money, not one-time money.
Well, you have to think money. About... You know, downtown is always, for every city, you know, certainly not what I specialize in, but I'm aware of how it goes. You have to think about who comes downtown. So when you think about the people who are going to plays or concerts or going to see the symphony and they want to have dinner before they go, it's nice to have some restaurants right there and then you walk right on over. So
correct.
That's easy. Same thing at the holiday time where you have the Nutcracker or whatever happening, daytime lunch kind of thing. Then the rest of the week, Monday through Friday, you certainly have people who work downtown who want to walk right over to the landing and have lunch. So that's way two different price points, right?
Right.
Lunchtime crowd, dinnertime crowd.
Have those on surface level.
Yep.
And have the upper scale stuff on the second level.
Which would be
perfect.
Easy.
Right.
Really easy. Except... when you're partying at nighttime and you're drinking a lot, you don't want to come down the stairs. If there were some places downstairs that could serve alcohol,
not my circus,
too.
Not my monkeys.
really,
I mean, if you're getting blasted on the second floor, and you're gonna try and negotiate stairs down to the first floor, I can understand there's a liability issue there. But if you cover all the dot, you know, cross all the T's, dot all the I's, there's no litigious activity there. Somebody that's going to do that, they're going to get in a car and drive, or they're going to, you know, take an Uber somewhere. I'm sorry, you cannot cover for every possible eventuality.
Right.
But I do think tearing it down is wrong. Now, I spoke earlier, you asked me about how I felt about things politically.
Yes.
I spoke earlier about the situation in New Orleans, and I actually got told here that in San Antonio, Texas, they did that two election cycles ago. So apparently it's happened around the country a lot more than I realized. They got rid of all their incumbents. They had 4 years to try and do something, and it didn't work out. So there was actually a movement to throw them all out and start all over again. And so when you ask me, do I think that would work here in Jacksonville? Yes, with the exception of the fact that we have incumbents that will just run for a different office.
That's hence, what I was going to say.
Hence the name retread. You know,
that's what I think, too, is that they just keep coming back. The fellows that were here tonight, both of them have been on city council before.
But they've only been city councilmen. That I give them a break on. But when you've been a city councilman.
But if you're trying to vote out everybody who's there and then those people just come back the next season, then what are we really doing?
Well...
And I don't know anything about those fellas, so,
I know you're not disparaging.
No, not at all.
Because
they were both nice.
That you go back through the pool of candidates and you figure out which ones actually move the ball forward and which one move the ball forward for their friends or filtered money into the pockets of their constituents.
Yeah, but see, how do you really know all that?
You can find it out. I find it out on a regular basis.
I don't know. I've got something I want to ask you about when we come back.
You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. We'll be right back.
Talk radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Federal prosecutors are not taking a position on just how much jail time former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort should receive, but a sentencing memo filed today depicts Manafort as a longtime, unrepentant criminal who committed bold crimes even while on bail and doesn't deserve any leniency. Prosecutors note the federal guidelines recommend a sentence of more than 17 years for the 69-year-old Manafort. Tensions are running high in the city of Santa Elena on the Brazilian-Venezuela border. Thousands remain at the Venezuelan city's international border crossing with Brazil to demand the entry of food and medicine as dusk was falling. Two trucks carrying humanitarian aid are stuck at the crossing, which has been blocked by the Venezuelan National Guard. Two people were killed in clashes earlier today. This is SRN News.
At AAMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care, we stay focused on just two things, our customers and our employees. I'm Dean Black, local AAMCO owner. Of course, there's nothing more important than taking care of every customer to make sure they get their repairs done right at the right price. And we can take great care of our customers because we hire great people and we treat them well. That's how we deliver extraordinary service to our customers. Visit any of our seven area AAMCO locations where we'll happily provide a free review of your repair needs. Looking for a new opportunity? Please apply. We're always looking for new professionals to add to our teams. And at AAMCO, you're off on Saturdays and Sundays to recharge and be with your families. Yes, AAMCO is a great place to do business because AAMCO is a great place to work. Find the AAMCO Transmissions and Total Car Care Center nearest you online, AAMCOJacksonville.com.
AAMCO, AAMCO Transmissions.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024 and use promo code WBOB. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Right now it's 8:34. I'm Tom Murphy. Blanding Boulevard. Saturday night traffic is heavy in both directions from College Drive up to Kingsley to Wells Road and the West Beltway. Cloudy tonight. A chance of showers. Low 68. Morning fog tomorrow. Then cloudy, breezy in the mid 80s. Cloudy Sunday night down to 51. Monday sunny, cooler. A high only 67. It's 74 at Talk Radio WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
You know, I can imagine.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this Saturday night with Bill Hay on I'm Speaking Plainly. I love being here on his show because he's always speaking plainly. And you know what? So do I. We speak the same language. Plane.
She's going to run out of oxygen here in just a minute. She didn't even stop to take a breath. Howard. Oh, my God. Wow. Now,
this is fun.
Do you have fun? I do. Now, we don't script anything on this show.
Nothing.
We go in 100 different directions. And that bothers you because you guys script pretty big.
No, Howard scripts. I don't actually study it until we get there.
That's typical. Man does all the work, and woman just comes along for the ride. I understand.
Oh, Lord have mercy on your soul, Bill.
Okay, we were having some...
God is going to strike you as you sit.
We were having some pretty straightforward conversations when we went into break. While we've been off the air, I've been doing research to make the content of the show seem more palatable.
Really?
Yes. And
you
this...
You don't think we're doing a good job so far?
Well, this vote the incumbents out thing.
Oh, okay.
I can't use the word on air that's actually used, but there's a vote the out.
Oh, okay.
And
it'd
there's
be
a whole
bleep word.
Yeah, there'd be a bleep word.
Okay.
Vote the bleep out.
Yes.
And it's a pretty big movement, and the success rate is pretty good. I'm not saying I want to start that here in Jacksonville, but I can say that it's probably not a bad idea. I'm a one and done kind of guy. I give my friends a chance. I give them 104%, and what they do with it is completely up to them. And if they blow it or they make me lose trust in them, then I'm done. That's it. I'm not going back to the same trough. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you know, you're an idiot. So I'm...
You mean you would be the idiot?
I would be the idiot, yeah.
Yes, I understand.
And so I'm one of those folks that I can buy into this idea of you had 4 years, you did nothing, time for a change.
Okay.
And we were talking
about everybody out.
Well, we were talking about the retreads, and we were talking about the two gentlemen we had in here tonight.
But I have something else I want to ask you.
Okay. Go ahead.
The thing I want to ask you is something Don was saying, where they were talking about, like, you know, all the city council people voted for that Jumbotron and for the pool.
Except him.
Right. So what I want to say to you is, how does average Joe Schmo like me discover how those people all voted? Because that was idiotic, and that's not how I want my tax dollars spent. Sean Conn wants to put his, you know, big old stadium up and do it any old way he wants to, good for him, and let him pay for it, because he charges so much money to get into those games that it should all work out for him on a balance sheet. But it shouldn't be the city of Jacksonville, you know, paying for these light bulbs, paying $500,000. Did you say
half a million dollars? Was the electricity bill just on the scoreboards alone?
For what time?
Electricity.
Period? Like each game or?
No, for the
total
season.
Time for the season.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, that's a lot of money. Really? Do we need to do that? I mean, our team's not even winning.
No.
So
and
why
we had a
are
great
we doing
town.
That?
We had a great town before we had a team. People just don't.
Nobody knew who we were before we had a team. We would travel to other places and say we're from Jacksonville, Florida. And they're like, where?
And who cares that nobody knows where we're from? Find me. You're in the real estate business. Find me one business that moved to Jacksonville because we had an NFL team. And you will be the first person in 5 years since I started complaining about this that actually can give me the name of a business that moved here because and only because we had an NFL team. Not because we had low electric rates, not because we had low property values, not because we had low wages, not because,
because
we had a railroad line.
Because we don't have income tax.
Right. That's the whole state, Angela. They could have, you know, that's what I'm saying.
But see, the weather's better here in Northeast Florida than it is in the South. I talk about the weather all the time.
I disagree.
Well, then move.
I did. I lived in Melbourne for 22 years. I loved living in Melbourne.
Uh-huh.
But you want to talk about a cow town. You think Jacksonville's a cow town filled with corruption? Melbourne makes Jacksonville look like Mayberry. In Melbourne, Florida, in Brevard County, you either work for the Brevard County Sheriff's Department, the Palm Bay Police Department, or Harris Corporation. That's it. And anybody that's ever been through Brevard County knows that it's Harris Corporation, Palm Bay Police Department, or the Brevard County Sheriff's Department. That's what you do. I mean, and any of us that live there, we were transients and we went and worked at the Space Center. I mean, there is nothing else in
Do you know what the sentencing guidelines are?
No.
It's so back when I was at Florida State University, one of my jobs was working at the Supreme Court, looking at crimes throughout the state of Florida and then trying to determine what each judge sentenced for the type of crime. Brevard County was like off the chain. That was a really bad area.
And Polk County.
I remember Polk County too. And I remember thinking, I do not want to go there, to either place.
And for
very frightening.
For many, many years, Polk County was listed as the crystal meth capital of the United States until they started putting in mobile factories where you could, you know, make crystal meth in the parking lot of a Super 8 hotel.
Crazy.
So, anyway, got off topic. Well, I understand it, but you were going down a good road.
Yes.
There are many, many NFL teams that are self-supportive.
And they should be.
The Dallas Cowboys.
I just think they should be. They're making a lot of money off the people.
The Dallas Cowboys is one of those teams that is self-supporting. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, one of those teams that's self-supporting. Jacksonville sold their soul to get the contract with the Weavers, or to get the contract with the NFL through the Weavers, through Jake Godbole, through Ed Austin, through a lot of the movers and shakers. I stand behind my statement that if you followed the money, you would get probably no more than 10, and more than likely 7 families that really kind of run all of Jacksonville.
Yes.
And
but it's always been that way.
It's always been that way, but before, the matriarch and the patriarch of the families weren't as greedy as they are now. Didn't see that open path to millions that occur now. And so when we get back onto these voting practices, you find some of the members that I've mentioned names out tonight that'll give $250,000 to a PAC that supports a particular candidate that's running for a job that pays $49,000 a year. They're not trying to help that person get the job. They're trying to help get their foot in the door of that office. That's where it is when you follow the money. Why else would a city councilman who has never held elected office before in his life, who is in his real life a pharmacist, why would he have almost $500,000 donated to spend to get elected to a job that pays roughly $50,000 a year? It's because he's malleable. He's shapeable. He's formable. He's able to be convinced. Like the candidate, Don said today, there are checks that are returned from candidates for donations because the person that issued that check doesn't support another candidate that they were told to support. It's like you support all the people, if you're a bigwig, you support all the people I tell you to support. And if you don't support who I tell you to support, we don't want your money. We don't want, nor do we need, your money. We're talking about little podunk Jacksonville, Florida, where millions of dollars are on hold to support a candidate that's going to make $153,000 a year. It's not about the person. It's about access to the position.
Right.
And it's even more so about access to the position that will get elected to a new position. And then after he terms out on that, get elected to a new position. And in the blink of an eye, voila, this person is now a senator or a governor or a congressman.
Those people still have access.
They still have access.
That's right.
You buy the e-ticket. Remember the e-ticket?
I do. Everyone rides.
Exactly.
Yes.
So
I do remember.
I hope I answered your question. And I'm looking at the candidates that are currently sitting in offices now and thinking to myself, could someone else do a better job? And when you look at some of the offices that have been stagnant for now, we're talking in some cases, 2, 3, 4 years. Yeah, stagnation is never good. So if we can put new blood in there, I got no problem with that.
So vote them all out.
There you go. Now you just got to convince about, let's see.
How many people actually vote?
The last mayoral election had a Democrat and a Republican running.
Okay.
So you had both parties fielding a candidate and people voting from both parties. The race was settled by about 5,000 and a little bit more votes. This time, you've only got one party being represented. That being said, you're going to have half the voter turnout, maybe a little bit greater than half from one particular party and almost none from the other. You're going to have to energize the Democrat base in order to be able to win any election here in North Florida. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. We're going to step away for just a minute. We'll be back. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255.
You're invited to Festivals of Speed at the Amelia Island Plantation Resort, Saturday, March 9th. Festivals of Speed. Festivals of Speed is a gathering of exotic cars, classics, and muscle cars. Names like Rolls-Royce, Bentley, Lamborghini, Ferrari will all be on display. Join the fun and display your car with us at this beautiful resort. All makes and models are welcome. Enjoy on-site cafes, smooth jazz, cigar lounge, and more. Use code SAVE30, that's SAVE30, to save 30% off general admission tickets online. For information, visit festivalsofspeed.com. That's festivalsofspeed.com. Or call 352-406-9325. That's 352-406-9325. Don't miss Festivals of Speed at the Amelia Island Plantation Resort, Saturday, March 9th. Festivals of Speed.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-B-I-B-L-E. 877-64-BIBLE.
Are you guys looking for a morning show that is fast-paced, entertaining, and gives you all the news without all the nonsense involved? Listen to Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Monday through Friday, right here on FM 101.1, AM 600, Talk Radio, WBOB, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m., Roger.
And we value your input as well, so feel free to call in.
That's right. Mornings from 6 to 9 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, on FM 101.1, AM 600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. The last 10 minutes, I mean, it's been a joy to have you. You haven't gotten a chance to talk much because we had a couple of candidates on, but I certainly do hope that you'll come back in the future and take some more abuse.
You know, you haven't actually given me any abuse. I mean, last 45 minutes, you've just been talking.
Well, I'm all right.
So, you know, where's the abuse?
I
didn't hear any.
Why don't you? Well, I felt bad because.
You did?
I did. I felt bad because the last time, apparently, you were a little sensitive and you were on the show and you thought that, you thought that I had thrown you under the bus, and then you couldn't retaliate because it was my show.
It was your show, yeah. And yeah. I don't believe in taking you down on your own show. That just seems wrong.
But you would,
so I just took the high road and left it be.
There's a difference between retorting something and taking me down.
Yeah, but you made me want to take
one
you
is,
down.
one is probable, and the other is almost impossible. By the way, a shout out to your sister who's listening. She's apparently doing your moral support.
She's a big fan.
And now you said something. You got a phone message or something that she's taking notes now?
No.
Oh, she's sending notes.
She's sending notes. Sending notes. Yes. Okay. Because you picked up the phone to talk to her, and I guess she didn't like that, so now she's texting me.
Really? That's cool.
So
she
you
can
can't
write.
Interfere. Of course.
And spell.
She's amazing.
That's amazing.
She is a brilliant, brilliant person. And I think did you listen to our show today?
Parts of it, yeah.
Parts of it. So part of what I said is my number one fan died. And so, you know.
And my condolences to you for your
thank
father.
Thank you.
Too.
Thank you. And so she texted me and said, I'm your number one fan now. So she actually listens from New York.
Really?
Yep. Every time I'm on the air.
Wow.
She really is a great fan.
Is she a younger sister?
Yeah.
Really? How much younger? How
1 year.
Just one year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm the boss.
Yeah.
Okay. She's like, oh, you're doing stuff on the air. I could never do that, but I'm home cooking. She's a chef. So.
And apparently she's writing. So, I mean, she's moving along in the right direction.
Why are you picking on my sister? Don't even go there because I will take you down for that. Okay.
She's called here a couple of times. Yep. I got a chance to speak to her, and she sounds like a wonderful person. She was using multiple syllabic terms.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
She really hates me now, doesn't she?
She does.
So I can't hit you up with a lot of the political questions I want to, but
Try it. See if I know any answers.
So are you happy with...
You already asked me that.
And you said you
I
didn't...
I said, from a realtor perspective, I'd rather have a city with less crime. That I'd like to be able to sell every part of our city easily.
Do you think that a change at the top would promote some new ways of looking at things? Both of the candidates...
Can I tell you what I really think?
Sure.
I really think it has less to do with the politics of the area. I think it has more to do with parenting and how we're raising our kids.
Oh, I agree.
And that if we did a better job being responsible for our children and teaching them to be responsible, independent adults, we wouldn't have so much crime and so many hoodlums on the street and so many gangs and everything else, because people only join a gang because their family isn't providing the support system for them that they need. So they go out looking for a different support system, and that's what lures them in, is they want to belong somewhere. So if you're not doing a good job being a good family and taking care of those young people in your life, you'll lose them. You'll lose them to gangs.
Bravo.
You'll lose them to people who have bad motives. So, yes,
I think the old adage is if there's no father in home, they'll find one in the street.
Yep. Or mother, too.
Let me tell you something about what's happened recently.
Tell me.
We invited a group, or the administration invited a group here to town, paid them $7,500 to come in and patrol some of the streets, rove some of the streets in a fact-finding mission to find out ways to curb violent crime and maybe correct some of the stuff. That was $7,500. Over the course of the next year, the administration wants to throw $1 million at this same group. My problem with that is we're spending $1 million for a group to come in from out of town to really do nothing more than tell us how to solve our problems. I got a real problem with spending that kind of money to hire someone to tell us how to solve problems that just about any third-year college student could do without having to take home an exorbitant paycheck. We have a problem, like you said. We have bored kids. You know, I have preached for years that racism and criminal activity starts in the home. When you go to a park...
It does.
And you're a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old, you don't care where the guy that's there, the kid that's there, that's about your same size, about your same height, about your same age, is black, white, green, purple, or yellow. You don't care what their political motivations are. You don't care what their daddy or their mommy does. You care about whether or not they can throw the ball and push you on the swings or push, you know, go do the slide with you or whatever. Where it starts is when the kids are at home listening to mom and dad arguing in the kitchen over whether or not the dad came home early or he was out drinking with his friends, or whether or not the older sibling just got busted for selling crack or pot and now he's got to get a public defender and now he's in jail. Small kids are like sponges for the spoken word.
Indeed.
And they can play it back to you like a cassette recorder.
Yes.
And so if we don't start working on the families and giving these young kids, the kids that are out there today, I talked about this on the show last week. Kids got off a bus on Atlantic Boulevard, a big campaign sign, one of those big diamond-shaped campaign signs for Mike Williams on the side of the road. Little kid with his book bag, probably second grader, goes over and just starts beating on the sign and then pretending to shoot finger guns at the sheriff.
That's terrible.
It is terrible. And it's
no respect.
But it's normal now for little kids. It's absolutely normal because they see big brothers acting up that way. They see parents acting up that way. I was surprised when Don Redman talked about how he helped the police officer subdue a criminal. I was absolutely surprised when he said, I wasn't surprised that there were people standing in the parking lot and not doing anything. What I am surprised is that it didn't make it on YouTube, because now people, rather than jumping in to help stop a crime, will whip out their cell phones to see whether or not they can catch the police doing something wrong.
Yes.
And that, in many ways, is the downfall of our society, and it's something that we're never going to be able to correct.
Yes, I agree.
You're always going to go into neighborhoods.
That was the day you and I had a technology talk, but technology is ruining our society.
You're absolutely correct.
It's done some great things for us, of course, but it really is ruining our society. And that's a prime example of how they used the phone to take the pictures, to get the evidence that the cop was wrong.
And then use that in order to bolster this attitude that the popo is out to get us.
Yeah.
And there are very, very small, infinitesimally small numbers of police officers that are bad.
Yes.
It's in every corner
sure
of our
is.
Country.
Sure.
But for the vast majority of police officers out there, they're out doing a thankless job for very little money. Now, you can ride on the idea that this is the kid that got beat up on the playground, and now he's gone to school, he's learned how to be a cop, he's gotten certified, he's got a badge and a gun, and now he's going to get even for all the kids that used to beat him up on the playground. I disagree. I truly
disagree. Yeah, I disagree with that, too.
So,
I think when you're going to put your life on the line every day, it's because you truly want to help people. I don't think it's because you're
doing
not a revenge
for the paycheck.
Thing. Yeah, definitely not for the paycheck.
We do need to get a support structure for the police officers out there so that we can change their mindset.
Yes.
And I will tell you that there are a large number of police officers that have a bad mindset with respect to their job. They've been so unappreciated for so long by upper level management and by the judges in the system.
Bill, that's true in every profession though, right? I mean, you can't really single them out, right?
Well,
I mean, it happens is what I'm saying.
I don't think that it happens as much as we'd like to believe. Pilots, for example, when you're working for the airlines, you garner a certain amount of respect. And for the most part, because of the way the airline industry is structured, you make the final call.
But see, that's the thing, right? They're given full authority in their plane. They are the law.
You are
in
the
their
pilot
plane.
In command, right?
That does not happen with the police officer.
No, and that's what
He's
saying.
He's not given full authority.
He should be able to write a ticket for someone and know that when a judge hears that, he's going to more than likely say, "Yeah, I believe you did cut through that gas station."
Right.
And if you can catch people when they're starting out to break the law and know and convince them that somebody's watching them, they'll be less likely to do it the second time.
Yes.
You're listening to I'm Speaking Plenty. I'm your host, Bill Hay. Once again, we have come to the end. Yeah, it is.
I can't believe it.
You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you, Bill.
You are welcome back anytime, and I promise that I will be a kinder, gentler Bill to you each and every time that you grace
us. This was way easier than I expected you to be.
Yeah,
so I thought you were really going to bring it on.
We're going to step away. We'll be right back. Join us again next week. I'm Speaking Plainly.